first, though, we go to Chris Quinn talking about the supermarkets again. As of mid this week, the government's Price Watch email had received almost 1,000 complaints about alleged price gouging. Most were about the hike in the price of cauliflower, which had been going for $10 a head. I think I heard $13 a head. I think I heard in one example. Others complained about the cost of hand sanitizer, bread, meat and garlic, as well as reports of severely overpriced chicken. An Auckland pharmacy was charging the equivalent of $150 for a litre of hand sanitizer after cheaper supplies ran out. Our guest is Foodstuffs North Island Chief Executive Chris Quinn, who oversees the New World, Pack and Save and Four Square chains, and whose small and medium suppliers are to be paid faster to help keep supply chains open. Chris, welcome back.
Kia ora, Catherine. Good morning.
Before we get back to the easing supply chains, which supermarket goods are costing way more today compared to their price 2 weeks ago?
Look, we're really not aware in general of that occurring. So one of the things we've been doing for about 6 or 7 weeks now, because we're very clear this event for New Zealand is both a medical crisis and an economic crisis because of its impact on business and unemployment. And one of the things we put in place very quickly was a tracker that said, look, for the average trolley of goods that a customer would buy, what is price doing? And, you know, we've been looking at it through the weeks and it's moving a dollar or two up and down. It is mainly driven by some fresh items. You mentioned cauliflower. That was a problem existing independent to coronavirus because of the drought and the way cauliflower grows. However, we've had, you know, great alternatives like broccoli at very good prices. So what I can see is what, on average, a trolley is costing. I can see that in our New World banner, we generally offer somewhere between 4,200 and 5,000 specials. This week, we had 4,800 specials. We have had some products we can't special because we've not been able to get stock, but we've tried to find alternatives and make sure that we've got good price in place. And the other thing is Pack and Save. We've always promised as New Zealand's lowest food prices. We've kept measuring that, and it has stayed true through this whole event. So there will be some individual fresh items affected by exchange rates or affected by growing conditions that will move around. Always we try and find an alternative or some other way of helping people get the protein or get the vegetables that they're looking for in their shop.
Are you experiencing shortages of staples like rice and wheat, particularly items sourced from overseas?
Look, we're seeing huge demand, and flour has been talked about quite a lot in the last week. A lot of that flour in particular is made in New Zealand, and we've had fantastic New Zealand suppliers working as hard as they possibly can to lift production. Earlier this week, had a very unfortunate machinery breakdown in our major flour manufacturer in Auckland, and that will have affected what was on shelf. But in general, we are not yet seeing limitation on supply. In fact, we're seeing more volume than ever come into the market. It's just the level of demand that people are shopping at as we continue to, you know, focus on keeping our pantries fuller than maybe they need to be. And, of course, we're in very unusual times now with the government's focus on how we stop the human transmission and how we manage this. Only a few stores open, and it's something that we have to step up to as much as we can and offer the groceries people need.
Of course, other players can't enter the industry at the moment in lockdown, so people are looking to appropriate competition between those who have the privilege of trading, provide a tremendous service, and everyone is acknowledging that, a vital service, but still also have the privilege of trading. Are we seeing the same level of specials? You mentioned specials, the typical level of specials that one might expect, say, at this time, this month of the year, or are there fewer?
Look, we're committed to having the same level. And, you know, when I look at the number, we're with, you know, within the range we are always in New World. So I'm comfortable there. I know what Pack and Save is doing in terms of its lowest prices, and it's holding that. And then, of course, there's a lot more shopping going on out in our four squares, out in communities, as people stay closer to home. And they are working hard on their promotional offer to make sure that the staples in particular, the things that we need every week, are at good value in those stores. So, you know, we've got a job to do, not just for our business, but for New Zealand. We're one of the larger organisations. We employ a lot of people that we have to keep safe. We serve a lot of customers every week that we have to keep safe. And part of keeping people safe at the moment is the focus on value, because this is economically a crisis as much as it is medically a crisis. And we know our role has to be to really roll our sleeves up and keep great value in our stores, because people will be worried about everything else that's going on in their life. We've got to try and get that worry away from them.
Last time I spoke to Countdown, they had been swamped with people trying to register for home deliveries. This will be out of date now because it had just happened and they were well over 100,000 requests. They prioritised something, and that's on top of something like 27,500 that they had prioritised for home delivery, primarily the elderly or those who aren't mobile or otherwise vulnerable. How are you managing that portion of your customers who really need home delivery, if at all possible?
Yeah, so look, it's, you know, there is no doubt home delivery and online shopping, so either click and collect or home delivery, is under huge demand and huge pressure right across the board. We have four or five key streams of work going on that are delivering capacity into that channel for us every day. In particular, the elderly and vulnerable, look, it's a really important problem and really important focus, and it's a complex one, because understanding as much as possible the real need and what will help each of those people, you know, that's the thing we've really got to understand and get in touch with. But, you know, there's been suggestions around things like a dedicated shopping hour. But the problem with that, firstly, is it's not the best safety approach to get a lot of our elderly people together at the same time into a store. And secondly, may not suit them personally in terms of their arrangements and what their life is made up of. So our focus right now is getting as much capacity as we can in. Many of our stores are all locally owned. So one of the things that is the magic of that that's going on right now is a lot of stores are gathering up their list of their known local elderly and vulnerable folks. I get half a dozen emails a day from people saying, I need the help. I get it straight out to one of our stores. They are, you know, they are serving them locally and in the way that you'd sort of expect New Zealand local regional sort of people to do. I was talking to my chairman this morning, who owns a Pack and Save in Tauranga, and his wife is doing 10 to a dozen elderly and vulnerable people deliveries personally a day just to make sure that they're being looked after. That's the sort of example of how we go about solving this.
Are you having issues, though, in some cases? We've just had a text saying waited an hour in line to get into New World in Hastings. Yep. Still empty, half-empty shelves and still limiting bread to 2 loaves customers a day. I'm shopping for 4 family households, including 2 daughters who are essential workers and my mum. I have to make repeat visits to get everyone's bread. Are you having some parts of the operation, some places, where there is that extreme of pressure?
There, you know, our long lines, that does happen and does exist. And it's because of the concentration that there is on supermarkets now with the alert level 4 trading conditions that we're in. The things we can suggest to people, keep using Google Maps as a way to check busiest times for stores and see if you can choose the least busy time, if that suits you. We're trying to also keep people safe by managing the number of people in stores at a time, and that's why we're having lines. And we're trying to make it as efficient as possible once people are in a store to get through and get the job done.
With the online shopping, which one would have thought might be the big solution for a lot of the elderly or the vulnerable, is it not offered at all in the South Island, online shopping and deliveries? This is what this text is suggesting to me.
Yeah, so what we've done is our South Island colleagues did not have an online service in place prior to this. In fact, we just started the project. But what we have done is worked together with the very cool organisation Student Volunteer Army, and they have launched in some stores in Christchurch, and we'll start going further, and we pick it up in Auckland next week. Students volunteering basically to shop on behalf and get that shopping to elderly and vulnerable in particular. So, look, we're not going to solve every individual problem immediately, but it is all about doing every possible thing we can.
One other request is, can you broaden the click and collect slots, as now we're all home, so we don't need these to be limited? Also break these into half-hour slots. The wait's ridiculous at the moment. Can you improve on that system, Chris?
Yes, we can. And so a number are running at half-hour slots. We had 7 stores start midnight shifts in the last couple of days to try and get more capacity into being able to do that. And our technology has been modified so it can open up slots. So it is all hands to the pump on a situation that, you know, if you look at the last 5 weeks, we've had 4 weeks of huge in-store demand that the team have been doing their best to keep up with. Then we've got the alert level 4 factor, which is a lot more isolation, a lot more people trying to do the right thing by staying home or only doing click and collect. and we're throwing everything we can at getting capacity into that as fast as we can.
Someone else is asking, could you waive or reduce the fee? My mum won't use the home delivery because of the $14 fee. She wants to buy small amounts of fresh produce regularly, like fresh bread, but the fee would be prohibitive. There's two things there. One is how much small purchases might be placing pressure on the overall system, Chris, but the other is the charge of the fee in the circumstances. Can you do something about that?
Look, we're looking at all of those things across the board. What we are doing right now is trying to bring on third parties to do the deliveries because that's how we get capacity, and it also really helps with employment. So we've got a lot of organisations out there, particularly in tourism industry, other courier businesses, things like that, that, you know, it's pretty tough because their businesses have ground to a halt in an emergency. And we're trying to create some opportunity for them to, you know, have some sort of business and pay their teams. So we're trying to keep some sort of funding coming through for them so that we can help as part of New Zealand getting through this economically. We're looking at fees, and in particular, the first thing to work on is capacity, because having fees drive double and triple the demand would not be, you know, we'd end up with everyone frustrated. What we've really got to work on is capacity. The other thing is I'd really encourage people to make your shop as concentrated and as for as long a period as you can. What we have seen is most of our customers coming in and doing a decent shop and then getting out, so that that leaves room for someone else to do the same and also means less trips, which is the whole aim of how we're working and living right now.
What is happening with your suppliers to try and assist the supply chain? You're paying quicker, yeah?
Yeah, so particularly, well, for our small and medium businesses, for whom cash flow is critical, their organisation, we've to work as hard as we can to get the bulk of them paid within 10 days. And that means, hopefully, that the cash flow keeps moving through the economy. You know, it's going through stores, it's getting out to suppliers through our organisation and getting into the hands of employees and businesses so that we help manage the impact of this as much as possible and keep a healthy food industry for post-COVID, so that we're here to do what we can for New Zealanders and keep things rolling. So we've put that in place. Look, we've got heaps of, you know, suppliers who have done amazing jobs to try and keep the supply chain full and moving. And, you know, everyone's really rolled up sleeves and done the very best they can to stand up to this incredible period of demand and focus from New Zealand shoppers.
Levin, another place with high number of older residents, 8 a.m. this morning at New Order, queue from the door down the road and round the corner. Some older women in tears and internet access can't get through on the phone and shelves emptied. Look, I understand these are isolated examples, Chris, but are there some areas where you can do things a bit differently or just focus things a bit differently? I mean, someone else has suggested, why don't you block the online shopping for the under 65s? You've got their dates of birth on cards. Block it and prioritise it for the oldies and, or forgive me, for the older residents, and then perhaps have an application process for the vulnerable under 65s. Is there something you can do? Because it sounds like in some places it's pretty hard going. I know your staff are doing their best, but are there some other ways to sort of step change it?
Yeah, look, the main thing we can do is increase the total capacity for online. That is the, you know, the primary base thing that has to be done, because, you know, we've absolutely feel, and every store knows their community and they know the people we're talking about. And, you know, I get exactly the same focus from our store owners and their teams who are desperate to do everything they can for their local communities. The, you know, there are also people who are not over 65 who are immune deficient, who possibly are in self-isolation because someone in their family has been diagnosed or they've been in contact. So there's many different pools of need, and the most important thing we can do is get the capacity to deliver and to click and collect up as fast as we can. What we have done, and we'll confirm it in the next day or so when it's working and we can tell people how to have it working, is an ability for prioritisation of customers for online. So that, but we have to make sure it works. This has been unfortunately tried in other countries and people gamed the system and rendered it unusable as a result. And it's really unfortunate. You'd like to think that at a time like this, people would respect and stand back and let the right people get the prioritisation, but it's not how humans work, unfortunately. So we've got to have a system that's robust enough to actually make a difference to those that need it most. That's what the team have already trialled and put some breakthroughs in, and we're just getting out you know, over the next few days as fast as
All right. we can. So you may have a prioritising online system from within the next few days, so customers should pay attention to that communication. It does also, of course, that we're hearing from some people who can't have the internet access. I don't know whether you can somehow increase phone lines again that are priority only, and some people will abuse that, I know. But there's just a lot of incoming at the moment, particularly from elderly in certain parts of the country.
You know, so, our customer service centre are handling 300% more volume than ever before. So I guess I just want all your listeners to understand we're going at it as hard and as fast as we can. We're trying to do things that, you know, the most important thing is get our volume of ability to click and collect and deliver up, because across the board that will make the difference. And then do as much as we can to guide customers about when are the best times, right times to shop, and how do we help people spread the load across the store for the day so that everyone has a reasonable experience if possible. And as we've said, please shop as normally and as simply and as least often as you can. Please be kind to the people in line and be kind to the people in the store, because we're all facing into the same thing and everyone wants it to be better. And are doing, you know, they're working really, really hard. And we've got an incredible team that, you know, they have a sense of duty right now that is admirable and humbling. And, you know, I just want people to trust we're trying to do everything we can to manage with the situation.
All right, understood. I must let you get back to one final point, though, just while we have you. Origin Earth in Hawke's Bay supply local foodstuffs outlets with fresh pasteurised milk. We have excess capacity but are getting caught up with the two-item limits in supermarkets we can supply. So I guess with the niche local providers, that's another option, another thing to put on the list, Chris, where you might be able to...
And item supply limit, look, it will have been put in place in stores because they'll recognise when they're running out. And we are best to trust our local owners to be able to be on the ground of their store 12, 14 hours a day and see what's going on and make the right calls. You know, it would be very dangerous for me from here to go, well, we can... Yeah, change that. I think we've got to just keep talking to each other in every store and keep fighting to do the very best job.
Thank you for that, and people will watch out, I'm sure, but hopefully not crash your priority system when you gradually bring it online. Hopefully people will work with you to see if we can get that system into a step change, as we said. But thanks again for your time, Chris Quinn from Foodstuffs.